So, how goes it lately? Having fun?
It's doing alright, yeah.
Yeah.
Have a blast.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I gotta be honest, the last time we talked, you said, you know, we're gonna put it together going towards the end of the season. You know, you guys go win 7 in a row. You know, how did that happen?
I think we kind of finally glued together. We started playing as a team. We started sharing the ball. Our assist numbers went up. Just in general, we all had each other's backs. We knew that as people went down, another person had to step up, and everyone filled their role.
Yeah. And then, so I talked to Coach Jones last week, and we talked a little bit about what you had said earlier about how sometimes you get really hard, you know, down on yourself. And, you know, maybe sometimes you're a little bit harder on yourself than you need to be. And I know lately you've had a little bit of trouble with the fouls. So how have you been able to balance that and, you know, kind of maintain your composure and stuff?
The biggest thing is, like you said, keeping my head. Kind of the way I'm trying to do that is try to forget about everything, try to understand that it's a physical game. It's not all the calls are going to go my way, and the only thing I can do after I get in foul trouble is to look forward, to look to what I can do and how I can help the team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had that breakout game against Colgate, and it kind of had an ominous tone in the first half because you got into a little bit of foul trouble, but then, you know, Coach was able to bench you for a little while, and you came in about, like, 8 minutes into the second half. You got 10 points, like, a few blocks, a few steals, and then put back jam.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. And so when you're clicking like that, what does that offer the team? You know, you're the energy guy, so what does that bring to the team when you're, you know, making athletic plays like that?
I think the biggest thing that I bring to the table is my defensive intensity. I think whenever I get a block or I get a stop or I help one of my teammates on a catch and drive, I think it kind of pumps everybody up. It kind of gets everybody going. And whenever we're positive, we're playing very well. We're a very good team when we're upbeat, when we're energized. And being able to be kind of an energy guy definitely mm-hmm. helps the team in every manner.
Mm-hmm. And at this point, it kind of borders on the cliche, but you guys have had a ton of injuries. And, you know, it's not helped by the fact that, you know, Kyle went down last game.
Sure.
And, you know, you guys have had to endure so much this year. How has that helped you guys, like, band together as a team, you know?
I think the biggest phrase that defines us is the fact that the adversity has made us who we are today. Everything that we've went through, every tough game that we've had to hit a buzzer beater on, that we've had to lock up and get a big offensive rebound, big defensive rebound, big block in, like, the final 2 minutes of the game, while everyone's down, our big man's in foul trouble, whatever it is, all that adversity has carved and shaped us into who we are today.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And you've had to pay, you've played the post a lot more lately, I noticed. And, you know, you got a little bit frustrated against Army because, you know, you missed some shots and, you know, they were playing pretty decent defense on you guys the whole game. But, how valuable is it for you to get those touches in game action as opposed to just practice like that?
I think being able to play inside out is one area of focus that we really need to concentrate on. Not exactly scoring every single time in the post, but rather getting it in, swinging it out, getting our shooters open. Because if we're just playing around the perimeter, it's a lot easier for defenders to guard us.
Mm-hmm.
If we have more of an inside presence, which is something we're still working on, it definitely opens up the entire floor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, with Nate gone, you've had to adapt a little bit. How have you changed your game or changed the way you played? Or have you playing the same game and just rotating positions a little bit more?
I've been trying to play the same game. Our coach doesn't really try to put us in positions that we're uncomfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he expects me as well as other guys do our job a little bit better, to step it up a little more. And
yeah.
Just being in the right position and taking smart shots is the biggest factor when it comes to me. Definitely something that I'm focusing on.
Okay. And you guys have stumbled a little bit with the last two losses. You got, you know, one more game left before the playoffs, and, you know, I'm sure everyone's locked in. What's the key for you guys heading into the postseason right now?
The big key for us is listening to what our coach is telling us, buying into everything that he's telling us, and going out and executing it. The coach can only drop so many plays, tell us so many inspirational quotes to get us fired up to do their jobs. He can curse at us, he can do whatever he wants, but all that matters is us going out there and executing and doing our jobs.
All right, all right. All right, so you got the chance to enjoy the weather a little bit today.
Oh my God, I loved it.
Dude, it was so nice.